I have waited more than 20 years to be here.
我已经二十年了才有机会来到这里。
Because when I was an English ministry pastor at Calgary Chinese EFC, I remember when we were just starting this church.
那说起来是我在还是在北部侍奉的时候呢，那时候呢这里刚刚开始敬拜，那时候我在英文堂做牧师。
So I served together, as you know, with Stephen and Pat Kwok.
所以那个时候呢，我是跟你们的郭牧师师母一起在那里同工。
He was the best boss I ever had.
他是我见过的最好的雇主之一领导之一。
We got along very well.
我们处得非常好。
Their son and my daughter got along even better.
他的儿子跟我的女儿呢，好像处得更好。
And as a result of that, we have two grandsons.
结果呢，现在都已经有两个这个孙子了。
And as you probably know, they're all together in Japan today.
相信你们都知道，他现在呢，一家人包括他的孙子，现在都在日本。
And in a couple of days, he'll be in Hong Kong.
再过两天就到香港了。
And they're really enjoying themselves over there.
他们心是很他们好像是非常喜欢那里。
But I'm left here.
我呢，只好在这里。
Sorry, my wife could not be with us. She would love to be here.
很抱歉，我的妻子没能过来，但她是很想来的。
It's Christmas weekend at Center Street, and so she has to be there.
Yeah, 到了这个圣诞节的时候，那那边教会呢是非常忙的。
So I have a question for you this morning.
今天早上呢，我给你有几个问题问大家。
Have you ever had the experience with your car of being some place and the car won't start because the battery is dead?
我想问大家，不知道你有没有过经历，你到一个地方呢，结果车启动不了了，因为这个电池没电了。
So that's happened to me several times.
其实发生在我身上呢，不止一次。
There's a solution for that.
有个解决的办法。
Usually another car comes along or a tow truck comes along.
通常呢是有另一辆车，或者是来拉车的人，他可以停在旁边。
And they hook up a set of cables that goes from their strong battery to your weak battery.
他们通常呢就会有一条线呢，接上他那个有电的那个电池呢，接到那个没电的电池上面。
And so you're able to draw from the energy from the power of that car into your car and get your car started again.
这样呢，他就把有电的电池的电呢，电能呢，输送到没有电池的电能的电池里边，这样的话呢，车就可以启动。
So this act of coming alongside and then getting energy from one thing to another thing, or from one person to another person, is a key idea in the New Testament.
其实呢，把这个电能呢，从那个没电的到那个有电的充到再充到有没电的那个里边呢，这在这个新约里边也是一个很重要的一个词汇。
And so the word we are referring to is the word encourage.
今天我们说到这个词呢，就叫鼓励或者勉励。
And so we're going to look at a person in the New Testament, Barnabas.
今天我们就想看看这个新约里边记载的一个人物，他叫巴拿巴。
And Barnabas had a reputation of being an encourager.
他这巴拿巴呢有一个很好的美名，人就叫他是这个属于勉励之子。
Now Barnabas was not his original name.
其实这巴拿巴呢不是他原来的名字。
But people, his parents gave him the name Joseph.
他父母给他的名字呢叫约瑟。
But the leaders of the early church gave him another name.
在当时呢，早期教会呢，这个弟兄姐妹给他另一个名字。
They wanted to name him something that was more that characterized him, that was who he was.
所以弟兄姐妹给他一个名字呢，希望能够形容他的个性的特点。
And so they wanted to call him the son of encouragement.
所以他们给他起的意思呢，名字的意思呢，就叫勉励之子。
So when you are the son of something, that is a way of describing the kind of person that you are.
当那个名字说你是什么什么之子的时候，也是意思呢，要描述这个人的这个形容这个人的特点。
So this was a huge compliment to Barnabas.
这实际上呢，对于巴拿巴来说是一个很好的一个荣誉。
It gave him the reputation of incredible honor.
实际上是一个很荣耀的一个绰号。
And we all have a reputation.
我们都有我们的自己可以值得自豪的地方。
But if you were called son of encouragement, people would smile when they heard your name.
如果人叫你叫勉励之子的话，当人看到你的时候，就不由自主脸上露出微笑。
People would think very well of you.
人呢就很高的评价你。
And I'm sure that we're all quite concerned about our reputation.
但是我们人呢，实际上都很担忧我们自己在人面前的形象。
We want to be liked.
我们希望被人喜欢。
No one wants to be disliked.
没有一个人会处在一种环境不被人说喜欢。
When I was young, I didn't have a very good reputation.
我年轻的时候呢，我的荣誉并不是那么好。
I might mention that again later.
我希望提到这点，在以后的时候再提到。
We want to be loved. We want to be accepted.
我们人都喜欢被人喜爱，都喜欢被人这个。
We want people to think well of us.
我希望人呢，很好的评价我们。
Wouldn't you like that?
我们相信弟兄姐妹，你喜欢吗？
If everybody thought well of you.
如果每个人都是高度的评价你的话。
So what was it about Barnabas that made him different from other people?
究竟什么把这个巴拿马放在一种如此特殊的这个位置呢？
And are there elements in his DNA, in how he was made, that we can adopt into our personal lives?
那我们今天就看看，在他的这个个性特点有没有什么DNA那个基因的东西呢？关键的因素在他生活中让他成为如此特殊呢？
And would perhaps give us a better, improve our reputation.
可能我们也可以把这个基因呢转移到我们自己身上，让我们也可以获得更好的荣誉。
Sometimes the reputation we have is not the one we want.
有时候我们想要的荣耀可能不是我们想要的。
So when I was a teenager and really committed my life to Christ, I wanted a new reputation.
当我很年轻的时候来到这个主耶稣面前的时候，我希望能够得到更好的荣誉。
So let's look into the life of Barnabas this morning.
现在我们就看看这巴拿马他的生活的经历。
And let's see what we can apply to our own lives that will make us different.
我们也看看怎么能够把这些特点应用到我们自己的生活当中，让我们能够开始改变。Because
God is committed to doing this in us.
实际上，上帝呢也是希望我们有改变。And
one of the first things we notice about Barnabas is that he was a very generous person.
一件事情我们所知道的是，巴拿巴呢是一个很慷慨的人。
There are actually 34 references to Barnabas in the New Testament.
在这个新约里边，你会能找到34处谈到巴拿巴。
And the first is in Acts 4, verse 36.
第一个经文呢，是在这个。
People were sharing this.
在4章30。sorry.
That's okay, we'll read it in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
So people were sharing their excess. They were sharing from the abundance that they had with other people.
那个时候呢，人呢都会跟其他人分享他们富裕的这个财富。
Because the church was in need.
因为教会那时候非常有需要。
And it says, I'll read this in English first, and then we can read it in Mandarin. Joseph, a Levite, this is Barnabas, but his name is Joseph now. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
在《使徒行传》第4章36节是这么写的，说有一个利未人生在居比路，他的名字叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴，巴拿巴发出来翻出来呢，就是劝问之子。 他有天地也卖了，把金这个价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
So the first quality that we see in Barnabas has to do with his generosity.
所以第一个我们看到的在巴拿马身上的特点就是他的慷慨。
He was a source of encouragement to the church, to the body of Christ, because of the way he handled his finances. Now, Barnabas was originally from Cyprus.
巴拿巴呢, 最初是从居比路来的,
but he'd been living in Jerusalem for some time.
显然他在这个耶路撒冷呢,
now, maybe he came from a family that had plenty of money.
有可能他是从一个富有的家庭出来的。
And it's likely that they had land in Cyprus.
有可能呢,他们可能在居比路呢,有房地产。
And maybe they no longer needed it.
有可能他们不太需要了。But
now he's living in Jerusalem.
现在他已经生活在耶路撒冷。
And he sees this need in front of him.
他看到当时的教会的需要放在他的面前。
And he sells a piece of land.
他可能是把他房地产卖了一些。And
he says, I don't need this land.
他说可能我不需要这些银钱。
I don't really need the wealth from this land.
我不需要从这个房地产来的这种财富。
And here's an opportunity for me to give it to God.
这对我自己也是一个机会呢,能把这个给到神的教会里边。
Now, that doesn't mean that if we own property, we have to sell it and give it to the church right away.
也并不是说我们现在如果有房地产的话,现在赶紧卖了,都给了教会。
Unless God leads us to.
除非神让我们这么做。
But there were other people around Barnabas that were also being generous with what they had.
其实当时的教会里边呢，也有周围的一些人，比较富裕的人会跟教会分享他们的富有。
And Barnabas is singled out here as an example of that kind of generosity.
这里呢，显然把巴拿巴拿出来呢，作为一个慷慨的一个典范。
And so his gift was a huge encouragement to the church.
所以他给教会的这个殷勤的奉献呢，对教会来说是一个很大的鼓励。
And to the people who needed what was being given.
所以对那些有需要的人来说的，是一笔很大的支持。So
I have a question.
所以现在我有一个问题。Do
you think that Barnabas's incredible capacity to encourage and strengthen people here had to do with his faithful stewardship of what God gave him?
大家是不是也认为在这里呢,巴拿巴能够把他卖的钱,他的富有跟教会给大家分享,也是说明他能够有信心的去处理管理这些金钱?
In other words, does encouragement begin with having a generous heart?
换句话说呢,他的侍奉呢,是不是这个慷慨呢,是不是从金钱开始的?
Because I have found that when we are generous with our finances, we are generous with ourselves.
发现我们当有钱的时候,我们作为人来说,常常是对我们自己很大方。
Now, I believe in applying the message before we leave the church.
我觉得我们应该把这些呢,用在我们的生活当中,今天就开始应用,当你离开教会之前。So
let's do a little application right now.
所以我们现在看看,去做一些应用。
In the form of a prayer.
我们借着祷告。
And just say in your heart as I say this.
在你心里边,你跟神这么说。
Lord, I will allow you to build character in me.
神呀,求你,我允许你在我身上做工,把我的性格改变。
On the foundation of generosity in my life.
把我的性格建立,把我的一生建立在比较慷慨的这个基础上。
I commit myself to the generosity that you desire in me.
我愿意这个一生都这么做,照着主你的旨意,让我做一个大方的人。
The second thing about Barnabas.
第二件,在巴拿巴身上第二件事是。
By the way, my sermon only has 2 points.
这个我这个讲到呢,只有两个点。
Is that he could see in others what other people could not see.
他的第二件特点就是他能够看见在某个人身上看到别人所看不见的一些优点。
Or sometimes what other people didn't see because of the way they thought about other people.
其他人之所以看不到,可能是他们看人的方式不对。
Sometimes we can become very dull when we look at other people.
有时候我们当看别人的时候,我们会变得非常的迟钝。So
this happened to me recently.
其实这个呢,最近就发生在我的身上。
I like to think that I have very keen insight into people. But that's not always true.
显然不总是对的。
So 2 nights ago, I was at a fundraiser, a missionary fundraising event.
两天之前呢，我正好在一次这个集资的这个聚会上。
And as I usually do, I was looking around at everybody.
平常我都会走来走去的去跟人打个招呼。
And so then I make assumptions about people.
所以就倾向于做一些这个预测关于这些人。
And there was a man sitting with his wife.
我看到一位先生呢，跟他的太太坐在一块儿，跟一位女士坐在一块儿。
He was very tall.
他个儿很高。
He was very handsome.
也长得很帅。
He was very well dressed.
穿的也非常的这个气派。
His wife was really good looking.
他妻子打扮的也不错。
I thought there's a happy man.
看来他们是非常幸福的家。
Very successful.
很成功的家庭。
Probably drives an Audi.
可能开着奥迪车。
Sorry, I'm not picking on you if you drive an Audi.
对不起，如果你开着奥迪，这可不是只说你呢哈。
And I had all kinds of assumptions about him. And then I pointed him out to my wife. I asked about him because I heard that his last name was Friesen. And that's the same cultural group that I belong to, Mennonite. That's a Mennonite name.
Mennonite, it's a German name. Okay, it's a kind of family name. Okay.
Okay. And so I pointed him out to my wife.
Oh, but I just talked about the cheese.
And she said
not a bush介绍, just give her the cheese.
My wife said, oh, I know him.
He's
been through a lot of hardship in his life.
他其实的一生呢，并不是那么顺利。
And his daughter has cancer.
他的女儿呢，是有癌症的。
And he has been through tough times.
他们也经历了很困难的时期。
Suddenly I realized I really hadn't thought the right thoughts about this man.
突然间我意识到，我不应该去过早的去论断一个人。
And it just taught me how little I know when I look at somebody.
所以这就给我一个功课学，说对一个人了解实在是少得可怜。And
Barnabas had this ability to look at people with the love of Christ.
这个巴拿巴呢，他有很好的能力去看一个人，从神的角度去看。And
then I think he had probably would ask God about them.
很可能他在祷告中向神所求的这些。Because
he would begin to act on what he learned about people.
他是在他生活中也去把神给他的启示应用在他生活当中。You
have to practice seeing into people's lives and seeing what they're really like.
Yeah, 我们还必须操练在生活中去能够正确的看待人，然后能把它应用在我们的生活当中。If
you are a leader in the church,
如果你是教会的领袖,
your main role is not to make decisions.
你的主要的作用又不是做决定的。So
when I was very young, I pastored a church in BC.
当我很年轻的时候，我在BC那边做牧会的工作。And
it was a small church. We had 2 elders or 2 deacons.
那是个小的教会，有两位长老，两位执事。And
I sat down once with the 2 deacons.
我跟这个两位执事坐下来聊。
And I said, I just want to learn from you what you see is your role in the church, in leadership.
我只是想知道一下你在教会的这个作用是什么呢?
And they looked at me with a funny look on their face.
他们看着我好像脸上的表情有些个不自然。
And then one said, well, our role is to tell you how to do your job.
大家都听明白了哈，其中我们的作用呢，就是告诉你在教会应该做什么。It
made me think about Christian leadership.
所以让我呢再次想一下，我们在神的教会里边，我们的领导作用是什么。Most
of you are Christian leaders.
在我们中间呢，好多大多数人是教会的领导。
And your job as a Christian leader
你的工作呢，就是做神的管家。
Is to recognize what God is doing in the lives of individual people.
我们的作用呢，其中之一就是，这个认识到在一个人身上他们的特点。
And then to get involved in their lives.
然后呢，我们也参与到他们生活当中。
To encourage them.
鼓励他们。
To affirm in them or agree with in them what God has called them to.
坚固他们，使他们有机会能够发挥神给他们的恩赐。
And then to develop them.
帮助他们去发展发挥。
To bring them up to the level of their calling in Christ.
帮助他们呢，能够成长到一个阶段呢，能够满足神呼召他们的这个旨意。
So there are two occasions in Scripture where Barnabas' skills in this area are noted.
这个在圣经中呢，也提到两个地方呢，巴拿巴在这个就是洞察人方面呢，显示出他的才能来。The
first is in Acts chapter 9.
第一个事件呢，提到是在这个《使徒行传》第九章。
Where we have the story of the conversion of a man named Saul.
我们知道当时呢，有一个名字是那个犹太人，他的名字叫扫罗。So
Saul was a very devout Jew.
扫罗是一个很虔诚的犹太人。
And his hobby was persecuting Christians.
他的业余爱好就是迫害基督徒。
So he would have them arrested and then tried.
他会把他们抓起来，会给他们定罪。
And sentenced.
甚至定罪。
And then he would sometimes carry out the sentence.
甚至去执行这个罪。
And sometimes that was death.
甚至到是死罪。
So there was a lot of fear among the believers.
所以这些当时的这个基督信仰的好多信徒呢，听到这个扫罗都很害怕。Fear
of Saul.
就怕扫罗。And
then he was dramatically converted. You know the story?
但是有一天呢，他戏剧性的改变了。So
after he was converted, was he accepted by the church?
他这个转变以后，他是不是马上就被教会所接纳了呢？
No, he was not.
显然不是。
They still had this fear. Maybe he's tricking us. Maybe his conversion is not genuine. Maybe he's just trying to get inside the church. Imagine if somebody was persecuting us and then all of a sudden they want to become a member.
你可以想一想，一个人昨天可能还在迫害你的时候，今天说来教会了。We
would be a little cautious.
我们一定非常小心地接触他。So
Acts 9:26 says, when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple.
所以他来到这个耶路撒冷教会的时候呢，记载说他看到人的人都跟他保持一定的距离，都很害怕。But
there was one person in Jerusalem in the church who saw beyond the fear and the skepticism.
当时在教会呢，有那么一位，就是巴拿巴，他呢能够看到这个跨越恐惧和忧虑，而看到更深的东西。So
verses 27 and 28 of Acts 9 says. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord.
在《使徒行传》第九章27、28节是这么说的，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领他去见使徒。 把他在路上怎么看见主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马色怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。于是呢，扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道。By
the way, I was in Damascus a few months ago, and I was on the street where they took Paul, in the house actually where they took him to.
就在几周之前，我还去大马色，也就在那条街上，当时是保罗的。
Barnabas is saying what has happened in Saul, now Paul, is real.
所以发生的这些事呢，在 当时是扫罗，现在是保罗，发生的一些事呢是真的。
So Barnabas was not seeing it like other people were seeing things.
所以巴拿巴呢跟别人不一样，他从不同的角度去看保罗。
And because of Barnabas, Saul actually became accepted in the church.
因为巴拿巴接纳他并介绍他，所以呢，保罗当时在耶路撒冷教会就被门徒和会众所接受。
Barnabas saw something new in Saul.
因为巴拿巴呢在保罗身上看到新的东西。
He saw something possible with Saul.
他现在在保罗身上呢看到一些可能的东西。
And that was very important for Saul to be able to move forward.
那个东西呢在保罗身上是非常重要的，也许对他以后的侍奉是非常关键的。
And so then Barnabas acted upon that, and he took the risk of giving Saul a good reputation.
所以呢他看到这点他开始行动，然后呢他也没有过于的担忧会把保罗介绍给众人会产生什么后果。
Barnabas built Saul's credibility.
所以巴拿巴呢等于帮助扫罗建立他在信徒中的荣誉。
So, I have a question for you.
现在呢我给大家也向大家问一个问题。
Who needs you to do that for them?
在你当中有没有什么人需要你为他们做些什么？
And if you think hard, you will think of someone.
如果你真的认真想，你会总会发现周围有些人是需要你的。
Someone who needs you to build their credibility.
可能有人就是需要你帮他能够重新树立起他的信心。
So when I was young,
所以当我小的年轻的时候
，I lived in Lethbridge.
我住在这个 Lethbridge.
And I did not, as I mentioned, have a good reputation.
那时候我还没有什么名气。
Especially in the church.
特别是在教会这个环境里边
，I wasn't a like really terrible person.
我不是说那么糟糕的人
，but I wasn't a really exceptionally good person.
也不是说那么出色的人
，I found it easy to get into trouble.
发现我是很容易找到麻烦
，but God was working in my life.
但是神帮助我
，but there were several people that didn't believe that God was doing anything in my life.
当时在教会有几个人不相信神会在 Dr. Dirksen 他的生活中会产生什么。
And they were, I wasn't anything like Dr. Dirksen then.
那时候还不像 Dr. Dirksen 呢。
And so they were actually quite vocal about me.
他们一谈起我的时候，好像还是很声音还是很大的。
And there was one family in particular.
特别是其中有一家人。
That used to talk among themselves about me.
很容易在家里呢，就是专门讨，就是说我的事。
And they would say, God will never do anything with him.
但是上帝大概从来不会在他身上做什么。
That was their conclusion.
这是他们的结论。
I think God was listening to them.
所以相信神也在听他们在说些什么。
And disagreed.
显然不同意他们所说的。
And this was shared with me many years later.
所以这是多少年之后有人跟我一块分享这件事。
But there were people who looked around and saw other people, and one of them saw me.
但是有人在当中呢，这个交流的时候还是想到了我。
And became a real factor in my life in drawing me closer to God.
那一位呢，认识我的呢，就帮助我呢，在那个点儿上能够在未来生活中更接近神。
I became a pastor very young. I was 20 years old.
我做牧师的时候还非常年轻，大概就二十岁左右。
And I was pastoring in near Creston, B.C., in British Columbia.
我在New Creston 在这个那个B.C. 那边做牧师。
And there was another pastor there in the Pentecostal church.
那有另一位牧师是在五旬节教会。
His name was Bob.
他的名字呢叫 Bob.
And one day Bob came to me.
有一天那个 Bob 牧师来到这个Dr. Dirksen 面前。
And he said, I noticed that you've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我注意到你是被圣灵所充满的。
So he said, I want to mentor you.
我希望能做你的这个良师，
And so he did.
但他确实做了我的良师。
And in fact, I would preach in my church Sunday morning, and then I would go preach in the Pentecostal church Sunday evening.
有那么一天呢，我是在我们自己的教会呢，早上的时候在我们教会讲道，下午的时候到那边教会，晚上的时候到那边教会讲道。
So I have to confess.
我不得不承认。
I'm kind of like evangelical free on the outside.
我不得不承认，在那边呢是在这个播道会里边。
I'm a little bit Pentecostal on the inside.
在我内心里边也是充满了这个圣灵的感动。
But this man believed in my ministry, and he could see my calling.
所以这个人呢，他能看到我的明白我的事工，看到神对我的呼召。
And so he worked with me.
所以他跟我一起工作。
So if you think really hard,
如果你真是仔细的去想的话
，the Holy Spirit will bring people to your mind.
这个圣灵呢，会把人带到你的心灵当中。
Who he wants you to commit yourself to.
借着这个人呢，让你去为神的事工去努力去做去。
Maybe it'll be for a short time.
也许时间并这个时间并不长。
Maybe for a longer time.
也许时间会长一些。
Well, let's continue. There's a second story in the book of Acts about Saul and Barnabas, or Paul and Barnabas now.
这个在这个《使徒行传》里面有第二个故事提到巴拿巴这个人所做的。
And as time went on, Barnabas and Paul formed a ministry team.
刚才提到他们的认识，多少年之后呢？他们已经形成一个很好的这个宣教的团队。
And they traveled to other countries, and they planted churches and witnessed to people.
他们一起呢，这个旅游去建立教会。一起做这个宣教的事工。
But in Acts 15, they had a big disagreement.
在这个《使徒行传》十五章记录了他们有一个很大的争议。
So we're going to read 15:36 to about 40. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them.But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them. Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord.
他们的争议记录在《使徒行传》第十五章三十六到四十节。这里说过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：“我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们景况如何。”巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去做，但是保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就意为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中。
So Mark was a young man.
那时候呢，马可是一个很年轻的人。
He was part of this powerful ministry team.
他是当时这个很棒的这个宣教团队的一员。
But he made a big mistake.
但是他犯了一个很严重的错误。
And Paul did not forget this mistake.
这个保罗显然没有忘记这个错误。
When things were difficult, Mark ran away.
是当情况出现危机的时候，马可跑了。
And Paul would not forget that.
这保罗显然没有忘。
Paul gave Mark a reputation, and then he acted on that reputation.
保罗给马可一个荣誉，希望他能够照着去做去。
And so Paul said, Mark is no longer part of the team, and he is not going to be part of the team.
保罗说马可呢，既然走了，他就不属于这个团队了，他也不可能再跟我们一块去做这件工作。
Because we cannot trust him.
因为我们没法信赖他。
But Barnabas saw something that Paul couldn't see.
但是巴拿巴呢，从不同的这个 Paul 不同的角度去看马可去。
Mark had failed. Barnabas knew that.
Mark 没有做好这个事务了，那巴拿马是知道的。
Maybe Paul was justified in being angry with him.
其实也可以理解保罗为什么那么这个生气。
But Barnabas saw beyond the failure.
但是巴拿巴呢，跨越这个失败去看这个马可这个人。
Beyond the mistakes.
跨越这个犯的错误。
There's nobody sitting here who has not made mistakes. We've all made mistakes.
即使我们坐在这里的每一位，我们也得承认，我们不是没有，从来没有犯过错，我们都犯错误。
Barnabas looked forward to the restoration of Mark.
这个巴拿巴呢，是从一个角度是看看马可会有一天再重新站起来。
And he was willing to give him another chance.
他愿意去再给马可一个机会。
Well, Paul did not agree.
保罗显然不同意。
And the argument became very severe.
所以他们的争论还是很严肃的。
In fact, Paul and Barnabas ended up parting ways and going their own separate ways.
这个争论甚至导致他们两个只好分手。
I want to ask you another question.
现在我问大家另一个问题。
Would you do that for somebody?
你愿意为别人去做的一件事吗？
I have had to do this in ministry several times.
我自己呢，在我的事工当中，已经为别人做了好几次这样的事情。
To defend and to protect somebody who was being treated unfairly.
是为了去保护、去辩护一些人当时被别人呢这个对待的不公平。
Sometimes it involves a risk to yourself.
有时候这种。保护和辩论这个防护呢，很可能还影响到我自己。
But it's simply the right thing to do.
但是那是对的事，我应该这么做。
God is a God of restoration.
我们的神也是要让人站起来的神。
And we come here every week to celebrate God's love in restoring us to Himself.
我们每周都来到这里，希望主呢帮助我们恢复建立我们。
I believe that it was Barnabas who had the right perspective in this situation.
我相信在当时的情况下，巴拿巴有正确的这个看人的这个眼光。
And at some point later in Paul's ministry, he came to the same conclusion as Barnabas.
就是多少年之后，保罗在他的书信里边也提到，说明他对这个马可的看法起了变化。
Because Mark appears later in some of Paul's letters as a trusted companion.
这个到最后就是后来这个保罗的书信里边也提到，马可是他一个忠实的一个这个宣教的同工。
And Paul describes Mark as a faithful servant of the Lord.
他保罗在他信里也提到，马可是一个忠心的侍奉主的仆人。
I'm going to ask you two more questions because I like to ask questions.
下面我再问大家两个问题，因为我很喜欢问大家问题。
First question is, who are the people in your past who believed in you?
自己想想，在你自己的生活中的过去里边，有没有什么人相信你？
And maybe they believed in you when other people didn't believe in you.
很可能这些人信赖你，但是别人并不信赖你。
I'm sure that many of us, if not all of us, can identify a Barnabas in our lives who believed in us, who gave us another chance.
其实呢，我们每个人都可能会在你生活中呢找出那么些人，他们就像巴拿巴似的，能够帮助你重新站起来，帮助你建立信心。
Maybe it was a parent.
很可能是你的父母。
Or another relative.
很可能你其他的亲属。
Or a teacher.
也许是你的老师
or a church leader,
也许是教会的领导
or a friend,
可能是你的朋友
Christianity is all about second chances.
实际上我们提的基督的信仰就是给人第二次机会
I remember when I was a young pastor.
我记得我还是在做很年轻牧师的时候
My messages were not all that great.
我的讲道并不是那么的吸引人
But people were very patient.
但是人呢，特别的耐心的听。
And they listened.
仔细的听。
And they even cheered me on.
那因为这个为我鼓掌。
And encouraged me to pursue a calling that God had given to me.
他们鼓励我去照着主的呼召去做我的工作。
And God went on to develop me.
但是神呢就一直在建立我。
And made me a soul winner.
变成一个我在属灵上的一个这个圣者。
I prayed when I was 16 that I would see 1,000 people come to Christ through my ministry.
我16岁的时候我就祷告让请神让我看到1000多人信主。
Now in my culture that I grew up in, you don't ask God for things like that.
在我自己的文化圈里边的当时一般不想上神求这样的事。
My father would say, your head is getting too big.
我的父亲说我的脑袋都大了。
But God had given me a gift of faith.
但是神呢给了我信心。
And I had to live out that gift.
我必须这个在一生中都要生活在主给我的这个恩赐当中。
So I prayed for 1,000 people.
所以我就为这1000人祷告。
And as you heard in the introduction, I've seen over 100,000 people come to Christ.
大概大家刚才已经听到明夫弟兄的介绍，说我亲眼目睹超过100,000人信主。
Through media ministry.
是通过这个媒介的这个事工。
See, God himself rises to these challenges. He loves it when we express great faith in him.
所以上帝神呢很愿意看到我们生活中过得有信心。
And then he brings us alongside of each other.
他让我们在彼此互助的环境里边长大。
So that we can encourage one another.
我们可以彼此鼓励。
In the calling and in the ministries that God has for us.
在主的呼召当中，在我们的圣工当中。
And so here's the second question.
下面是第二个问题。
Who are we believing in or investing in today that maybe other people don't believe in?
在你当中，你有没有相信一个人，鼓励一个人，但是他常常不被别人接纳？
Have you ever asked God to show you things that other people don't see?
我们有没有祷告神求他让我们看到别人常人所看不到的东西
So I like to give homework.
所以我喜欢给大家留作业
A very easy homework.
不是很难的家庭作业
Here's your homework this week.
这下面呢就是你们给你们的这个作业
Take the time to ask God to show you things that other people don't see.
花一点时间向神求，求神给你这个恩赐呢，去看到周围一些人身上的东西是别人所看不到的。
And maybe even you could look around. I mean, I don't mean you have to turn your head and stare at other people, but you could look around this morning and pick out somebody who's right here.
你可以那个想想你周围都是谁，你不一定会转过头去看去，然后这些人可能是需要你可以想想。
Ask God to bring one person to your mind.
然后最后呢，求上帝把你旁边的一个人放在你的心中。
And then ask him for insight into that person's life.
要求主呢帮助你去了解这个人，了解得更深。
So that you can pray for them.
所以你可以替他祷告。
So that you can encourage them.
你可以去鼓励他。
So that you can build into their life.
你可以去建立他，在他的生活当中。
Because that's what the church is.
所以这也就是我们教会要做的。
We come here to honor God.
我们来到这里就是为了荣耀主。
We come here to understand the cross of Christ in our lives.
我们来到这里也是要明白十字架在我们生命中的意义。
And we come here to love each other.
我们来到这里就是彼此相爱。
That's why we come here.
这是为什么我们要来到这里。
I think we're going to... No, I'll So remember this.
So, 请大家记住
that Barnabas was called Barnabas because he looked at other people like God looked at them.
他叫巴拿巴，之所以叫巴拿巴，是因为他能够从上帝的角度去看人。
He saw beyond their face and beyond their body.
他看他们呢，超出简单是信仰，或者是动作
and he saw the beauty of what God made when he made them.
他看到神创造人创造的美好
Let's bow for prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, your word says that you wrote about each one of us in your book before we were even born.
主啊，也在你的话语中告诉我们，在我们生下来的时候，你就了解我们。
So you made each one of us unique.
你使我们每个人生下来都是有特殊的意义。
And you gave us a unique role to play in through our lives.
也给我们在这个生活当中呢有特殊的这个价值。
Help us to understand that more deeply.
主帮助我们今天能够明白你的话语，在这方面的话语更清楚更深。
But as we look at each other,
当我们看看彼此看这个了解的时候。
I pray that you will help us to understand what you made when you made them.
帮助我们好明白我们周围这些人就像你创造我们一样，也创造了他们。
And then to know how we can act towards them to encourage and uplift like Barnabas did.
帮助我们就学会怎么去鼓励他们，就像这个圣经中记载的巴拿巴所做的。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.